Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Happy Father's Day from the Monica Matthews Show to you daddies today, June 21st, 2020. I say Happy Father's Day to those of you who have your own biological babies, and for those of you men who have a father's heart. I say the same thing on Mother's Day because there are many women who do not have children of their own, but have a mother's heart. When I see what is happening in the world today, and I see the writhing, the vicious, vitriolic nature of speech toward men, and I see the reaction of men, men in authority, men who have been privileged by the vote of the American voter, not white privilege or black privilege, but the privilege of being voted for, called upon to represent the best interest of a municipality, of a judiciary, of a county, of a state, of this nation. That is a privilege. I am grieved beyond even my own ability to comprehend how deep my grief goes today on Father's Day. And I know my grief is deep because my anger is so prevalent. The anger I have is seething, and it rests on the top of my soul, on the top of my psyche. It's the first thing I can see when I speak some days to the issues at hand of this divided, sick country that I call home. Because of the level of anger I have, I know that disproportionately so is the spirit of grief, the feeling of grief. That is actually a blessing to be able to mourn something, to be able to mourn for the loss of godliness in this country in the way of a godly patriarchy. I live with a daughter who was indoctrinated by a left coast university to the tune of $260,000 for a completed indoctrination, who you will hear on my show on a regular basis talk about the patriarchy, the system of the patriarchy. Okay. My daughter was raised without a father because her father died when she was just about to be 3 years old. He passed away of Lou Gehrig's disease, otherwise known as ALS. She never had the honor and the privilege, the beauty of being able to experience her father as a teacher, as an instructor, as a disciplinarian, as someone who would disciple her, right? I love that. Disciple being the root of discipline. She didn't have the luxury and the privilege that many children do, in the way of a father's arms being wrapped around her, wiping away her boo-boos, telling her to stand back up, to get up. She had me, a very strong mother, a very strong influence in her life of strength and grace and dignity and conviction and honor, because that's my heart. That is my mind, the mind of Christ. She is a bi-ethnic young lady. She has come up through the ranks of not understanding why she doesn't look like me, why her hair isn't like mine, why her skin isn't like mine, why her facial features are not like mine. She has come up through the ranks of people in their malicious, ignorant nature of assigning the historical sins of our country to her father and to me. She has been a, quote, victim of, quote, racism on both sides of the spectrum. It has broken my heart that she did not have her black father here to comfort her and to relate to the struggle that she had as a young bi-ethnic girl. And she still struggles to this day with some aspects of her ethnicity. She, however, has been indoctrinated, as most of your children have, to believe that the system of this is a man's world is to be conflated and confused with a godly patriarchy. And when I tweeted this morning that my disappointment, my greatest disappointment today on Father's Day 2020, is not the millions of missing in action black, quote, fathers. No, on the contrary, my greatest disappointment is in the white men in positions of authority who have been granted the privilege of serving a said body of people who refuse to stand in godly patriarchal love, law, and order. I am grotesquely grieved by this. Again, it manifests in anger, as does yours, more than likely. But it is all about grief. I cannot believe what I'm watching unfold in my country. I just can't. It's troubling beyond even my ability as a wordsmith to articulate how troubling it is. But I want to encourage you men, you daddies, you fathers, okay? And I want you to hear me, and I want you to hear me clear. My father never understood how valuable his wisdom was to me. He could not assign a value to that. You know why? Because he couldn't get past his own shortcomings. He held himself to a standard that was so high of perfection as a father that when he couldn't reach it, he resigned himself to simply agreeing with the lies of the enemy of all patriarchy and godliness. And he wouldn't show up unless I invited him to a conversation about who he was, what was valuable to him. Let's talk about what you saw on the battlefield in Germany in World War II. Let's talk about the things you missed out on because you left your family at 17 and your dreams of a college education, and you went to fight alongside your brothers in World War II. And you came back to having to step up into the role of the patriarch of your Greek family, which held and still holds, as do the Italians, to a great sense of patriarchy. All jokes aside, in my big fat Greek wedding, the father is the head, the mother is the neck, and the neck can move the father wherever it desires. True. But the women of today that you are all capitulating to, that you are cowering under, know nothing about the heart of a godly man. Nothing of the mind of Christ. You are dealing with a matriarchal witchcraft, a spirit of Jezebel, a spirit of female idolatry that you cannot see with your own eyes, although it's all over your news channels. You feel it. You feel the castration. You feel the social castration. You see it. You've watched it. You've laughed alongside of it with your children in entertainment. You've watched shows that uphold the dumbing down of our daddies. Here's my message to you. Please stop being complicit. Please quit being afraid of women, of Black Lives Matter, of the social dogma of the day. Black Lives Matter heralds itself as a female idolization camp. It is stated very plainly on their website. Men, this is not the time for you to cower, and I'm going to tell you why. You're going to be held accountable in the generations to come and eternally. It is that serious. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you haven't done. I don't care what you're in the middle of that is not godly. If there's something you need to repent of, do it. If there's something you need to forgive yourself for, do it. If there's something you need to ask God for forgiveness of, do it. Don't delay another second. We need you. I don't care what your wife has told you in anger, what your children have said in anger. I don't care what your friends do. I don't care what your weak-kneed pastors tell you who are feeding you stale manna. Stand up. I don't care what your counselors have told you. I don't care what sports tell you. I don't care about what your men's clubs tell you, what your salary tells you, what your job loss tells you, what your children's rebellion tells you. Stand up. Get out your own Bible and study your owner's manual. You are manufactured and purchased by your Creator, who has created you to stand up, no matter what the cost. Your children may rebel. Your wife may rebel. You may lose some things. You may lose your job. You may lose friends. You may be persecuted. Welcome to the club. You cannot hide behind social media and call yourself a man if you will not stand up during these times and start speaking truth to lies. So I want, as a female, to call you to action and give you the permission that so many of you are waiting for. And you know it, and you feel it, and you tweet about it, and you comment on it in social media circles. You go to bed with it. You wear it around your neck like a yoke that you cannot trot out another step. Will you please submit? Bend your knee. If you're going to bend your knee and submit to anyone, to any form of supremacy, Will you please allow it to be the supremacy of Jesus Christ? He is calling you forward. I am calling you forward. I am beyond disgusted with men in authority who have the right to execute law right now, to step in and execute law. If you're a libertarian and you don't like what I just said, turn this off. I don't care. I'm done. We spend half of our year, every year, dealing with legislation. That's just a fancy word for crafting laws. Why? If we're all so tired of politics and political ads and political posturing and political pimping and prostitution and begging for your dollars for politics so that they can do what? Create more laws. Why would we create more laws when we don't execute the ones we have? Where are you? Where are you in calling your privileged, voted on and for leaders of all persuasions to execute the law? Reform? What reform? The reformation you are seeing occur in this country right now is because godly, patriarchal men will not take their rightful place. And that begins in your home. So please forgive yourselves for your failures. You're going to fail every day because we just do. We are human. Will you please get in the harness with Jesus Christ? Invite him into your yoke in the fields that you're treading out, the fields that you're plowing through. Quit waiting for your wife to get in there with you first. Invite Christ into the yoke and carry your family into a godly destiny. Defend this nation based on our foundational principles of law and order and justice. Quit ruling and being ruled and governed by your feelings without denying the fact that you have them, because you do and you're supposed to. God is a jealous God. That is a feeling. God hates evil. That is a feeling. God is angered by wickedness. That is a feeling. But he's also a just and merciful God. He is unwavering. He is unchanging. But he will hear the pleas and the burdens and the wounds of his creation. He will contend with us because it's his everlasting love and mercy that contends with us. But he gave you, man, he gave you the charge over this creation to lead creation into godliness. Quit pursuing world peace. Pursue godliness and let the others fall where they may. I love you. I appreciate you. I honor you today as men, and you should look in the mirror and thank God for who you are as a man and submit those frail areas in your life to him to mend and to undergird you. Please stand. Happy Father's Day.